All right, it's Pride 365 Radio. I'm Houston with Daya. Hello.
Hi.
And as an artist, like in a thing like this where we're talking to a bunch of people constantly, and you are too, right? You're going from table to table. How easy is that to lose track of like where you are?
It can be pretty easy. Luckily, yeah. I got some espresso shots in these.
Yeah,
so
I saw that. They're making coffee, I guess, in the next
room,
right?
Yeah.
That's kind of nice. That's very, very bougie to me.
Yes.
But, you know.
Yeah, but it's coming in handy for me. I had a really short night last night, so.
Oh. Yeah. So did you get in yesterday to Miami? Or?
I actually had a show in St. Augustine, so we got up early and drove this morning.
Yeah. How was that?
It was great. It was super fun. It was this outdoor show, and the crowd was awesome.
That's
and,
good.
Yeah.
And glad the weather worked out, because I know it's iffy sometimes here in Florida. So
it was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you're on tour right now, right? Or are you just doing like a couple one-off shows?
I'm doing a couple one-offs.
Okay.
I have a tour that starts next month.
Okay, that's what I was confusing it with.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where's the first date on that show?
The first date is in Nashville.
Nashville. Okay.
Yes.
Exciting?
Yeah.
Are you excited about it?
Super excited, yeah. It's for my album that I just released in October.
Yep.
It's called Till Every Petal Drops.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my first headlining tour in 9 years, so it's
Has it been that long?
It's been a long time, yeah.
Is there a new angle that you're taking, like, to approach your music, or, like, how's your process been recently?
Yeah, I think what really changed things was I started doing some writing trips to Stockholm, and there's just so many great, talented people that I've met through various connections most of my album was produced by people that I have been working with there, and so that's been really incredible, and it's led me to some incredible collaborations. I have a song coming out with Iconopop tonight, actually.
Oh, I've heard about this. I was very excited because we love Iconopop here.
Love them.
Yeah,
the best.
We had them at this point 8 years ago at Capitol Pride in DC, and it was right when I Love It was just hitting huge, and it was
great
one
song.
Of those like moments on stage.
Yeah.
But they're lovely.
Yeah.
How are Caroline and I know to work with? How are they?
Super friendly, super awesome, and down to collaborate. And I happen to be in Stockholm when sometimes you just don't know, and you might record things remotely, and it's like a whole you'd like never even meet each other. But we actually were in the same studio, and I got to come in and
that's great.
Yeah, we all sang on the mic together. It was fun.
It
like felt like
so
being
good.
Part of a girl group or something.
It was
great.
I like this. This is a new girl group, Daya and Iconopop. This is great. Like, why can't, like, yes.
Yeah.
Like, let's make this happen.
I know. It's fun. I mean, it's usually just me singing with a DJ or something. So it's nice to be a part of a group. Yeah.
That's great.
I'm so excited. It's like one of my favorites. I'm so excited for people to hear
it. I was going to say, like, what makes this special for you?
I think it's just a song that makes you want to dance and sweat and just be at the club with your friends and just have a good time. Like, it's just like losing yourself to the moment. And I feel like a lot of us are craving that a little bit right now. So.
Yeah. And that's kind of, that's come up in some other interviews today too, is just like our dance community is just here ready to have a good time, knowing that the world is sometimes burning down around us, but you know, you do what you can, right?
Yeah.
To take your mind off of it for a little bit.
Yeah, you gotta stay present, you gotta do what you can.
Dance
through it all. Dance through the world burning. I guess.
Thank you again for taking time out and talking to us here at Pride 365.
Thanks so much for having me, and thanks for the support.